It's 7:04. This is KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs. Democrats dominate both chambers of the state legislature and the governor's office, so you might think it would be easy to pass policy on flagship issues like labor. But the record this year was mixed. Ray Solomon reports for CPR News.
Moderate Democrats killed a progressive proposal for state worker safety protections meant to fill a gap left by weakening federal regulations. Faced with competing bills on farm worker rights, Democrats also opted to reduce overtime pay instead of expanding it. And lawmakers dramatically scaled down a bill to protect workers in extreme temperatures, stripping it of its most significant parts. Progressive Democratic Senator Katie Wallace of Longmont said she's disappointed, but
I still think that we're the party of workers and the folks uplifting their voices the best in the political space.
Democrats did pass a bill to force meatpacking companies to pay for safety equipment and let workers take bathroom breaks during a shift. Another proposal to make it easier to form a union is headed to the governor, but he's expected to veto it. For CPR News, I'm Ray Solomon.
The boil order for the city of Victor's water is over. Major leaks shut the system down last week. As KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports, these kinds of failures are not uncommon.
Water in communities around Colorado runs through aging infrastructure. CU civil engineering professor Julie Kwarak says pipes that may be decades or even more than a century old are coming to an end of their useful life.
Small systems probably have more unique challenges, and it's certainly an area that's going to take investment in the future to prevent these kinds of disruptions.
Kwarak says larger municipalities can spread system upgrade costs over a larger customer base and usually have more staff ready to address problems. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
You're listening to KRCC and CPR News. I'm Kendra Carr in Colorado Springs.